Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, I'm going to be the guest today because I would like to talk with you about risk-taking. Now, you may have a definition in your mind of what entrepreneur risk-taking is, but after listening to the podcast, I'm hoping that it causes you to think about it a little bit and might even change your opinion on what taking a risk as an entrepreneur is. And as always, I want to provide motivation and inspiration and something very important to share every week, including this week, which is why I'm doing this show solo. Now, mindset in general is our theme for the year, and I certainly think that the whole mindset around taking risks and taking action is certainly a piece of that. So I want to dive a little deeper today and leave you with some things that you can think about. Now, and I've said this before, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. And I want to give a shout out to all of you and thank you for taking the time, your valuable time, to spend here with us on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed and you feel that your time was well spent. And I would always love to know what you think about the show, so please, if you're so inclined, leave a comment or a review or reach out to me on Facebook at Coach Bonnie Gressel. Or you can also connect with me on my website at bonniegressel.com. Everything is simply my name. So we're going to get into our topic of risk-taking right after this short break for station identification. We'll be right back. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Let's get into our topic of risk-taking, especially as it relates to business and being an entrepreneur. You know, rather than being a risk-taker in business, you know, some people think that's a reckless thing to do. And really, being a risk-taker is not the same thing as being reckless. Nevertheless, the word risk has sort of a negative connotation to it for most people, and it implies danger and possible loss and bad things and worst-case scenario and all of that. Now, for successful entrepreneurs, risk is actually viewed as a positive. When it's implied, you know, it's like a challenge to overcome that unknown and getting a big return in the end. No matter, you know, that return might look like, you know, money, or it might look like other benefits as well. But risk-taking to successful entrepreneurs is not necessarily a bad thing. And if you think about it, risk-taking, it happens all the time to us in our regular lives. It's an integral part of daily life, as well as every business. Yet so many people, you know, are afraid of it. And few people learn to manage it properly or even want to think about it. They don't even want to think about it at all. So we tend to view choices in our lives as either risky or safe. Now, safe is, you know, good, right? Because we're all okay, it's safe. And risky is, well, risky. And then you're taking a chance with a risky choice that could lead to disastrous, you know, outcomes. Now, this is really the reason that we should consider taking a risk rather than just playing it safe. It's not either or. It's not a proposition. It's not always black and white. And I'm going to talk a little bit later in the show about some of my experiences that I would have never dreamed that the outcome would be what it was after taking this risk. And so some things we can't even imagine. I always think it's a good idea to do a little bit of research first and not just rely on, you know, what somebody tells you if they've got you on the phone. But you know what? If you play it safe for too long, you stay stagnant. You don't win. You don't grow. You don't create. You start to lose confidence. You don't feel alive. And most importantly, you're often not successful. You know, there's the Tony Robbins quote, if you do what you've always done, that you're going to get what you've always gotten. Now, I probably murdered that quote, but it's something like that. If you do what you've always done, meaning playing it safe, not taking any risks, you're going to get what you've always gotten. And if you're happy with what you have right now and you don't want for anything more, then, you know, okay. But most of us do want for more. That's just kind of a human psychological, it's how we're built. You know, there's like never enough. We're always striving for something else. So sometimes you just have to do it. You have to take action. You have to take a risk. You have to decide yes or no. You know, as I was preparing to talk about this today, I was must have been thinking about it as I was falling asleep last night because I had a very interesting dream. In my dream, I was at a buffet line with all this food, and there was a person actually who I knew who worked at the cafeteria at the hospital that I worked at who was there, Diana. And as I waited to make my choice as to what food to choose, the food kept disappearing. And I asked Diana, well, you know, because pretty soon the plates were gone. And I said, is there any food left? And she said, well, there's a couple sandwiches, and, you know, there's a couple of potatoes, those kinds of things. So I looked in the, and I still couldn't decide what I wanted to eat in my dream. And as I couldn't decide, food kept disappearing. Either other people took it or it was just gone. And to me, that was a metaphor for not taking action. Sometimes it's a risk. Now, what kind of food you want to eat at a buffet line is not necessarily a risk, but it's that decision point. It's taking that action. So taking action, yes or no, is an important thing. And I think that's kind of why I have that dream. Now, sometimes we take even bigger risks by not doing anything. We don't realize it at the time because we think we're playing it safe. But looking back on it, some of the regrets that we might have years down the road are far more disastrous and worse than taking the risk to begin with, making a decision to just do it. So sometimes not doing it is actually worse. But now you have to be smart, because what happens if the risk that you decide to take, the investment you decide to make, doesn't work out? Well, certainly be smart about it. Ask yourself, is this part of my overall goal? Is this part of me? Will it contribute to other things? You know, is it something I can repurpose? Is it something I can use in other areas of my life? Those kinds of things. And, you know, how it feels to you. We're going to talk about intuition in just a moment, because that's an important piece too. Now, one way to learn to how to understand how other successful entrepreneurs approach risks is to look at the actual strategies that they use for success. So how do you know if a risk or investment is good or not? Well, first of all, you know, don't assume that if it's coming from a big company, like a big account, even a big accounting firm or law firm, that you're getting the quality and the best service, you know, the best knowledge from those people, expertise, as their company sort of makes you think they are. I would still do some research, but don't overdo it. I mean, that's the thing that people get into, is they research the heck out of something, and then they get, you know, it's like shopping for a Christmas tree. If you've ever been to a place where they have live trees, I use this analogy all the time because I've done this. And at Christmas time, you go and look for a tree. Well, if you look at too many trees, pretty soon you can't tell the difference between the trees. They all start to look the same. So do your research, but don't overdo your research. You know, use your favorite search engine. And type in the company's name, and then behind the name, put the word reviews. Take a look at what comes up. And don't look just at the reviews that the company themselves puts out. See if there's anything else out there on, you know, forums, or, you know, you'll find everything. And then the other thing is maybe to check the Better Business Bureau. And you can also look at forums and blogs and other things on Facebook, other social media. What I usually do as sort of a safety check is I do the Google search. That's my favorite search engine. Do a Google search and reviews. And then I also do a Better Business Bureau search. And if you can really get a good feel for what a company is like by looking at those two things, at least in my opinion. And then, you know, that's kept our business from making some serious mistakes in the past. So I'm so glad I did that. But before we learned this, and believe me, we learned it the hard way, I would have invested more time before making a decision. So that's one thing is, you know, do your due diligence. Don't just believe everything that whoever salesperson you're on the phone with is telling you. Because not that they mean to lie, but, you know, in all honesty, they're selling their product, right? Or their service. The other thing is to trust your intuition. You know, take a moment, sit with it, reflect. You know, if you're a meditator, you know, meditate on it. Ask your guides, your inner wisdom, whatever fits for you. But, you know, we all have the answers. So notice, what is your gut telling you? Now, it always makes me nervous if a person is forced to make a decision on the spot, like on a phone call or something. And I know that's a business strategy, and I get that. But you should have the opportunity to have a little bit of time to research it first. So maybe the person you're going to be talking to on the phone sends you their website link or some information before your conversation. That would be fine. You know, look around for yourself. Don't just rely on at the time. And I know that it's a good business strategy to sort of close the sale at the time when you're on a call with someone. And I get that. I understand that. But the company should give you that information ahead of time then before your conversation so that you can do your due diligence and feel good about it. Now, our experience, my husband and I, Mike and I's experience in our businesses has been, which is probably similar for most entrepreneurs, that you can't avoid all bad outcomes, but you want to minimize your loss and your risk if you can. Multi-level marketing is something that many entrepreneurs at some point in their journey get into. And some pay off, maybe even generate a substantial amount of revenue, and some don't. But almost all of those companies, at least the ones that we've been a part of and ones that I've researched, provide a ton of personal development, marketing, business training, all of that stuff that you can't necessarily get elsewhere that's included in your, you know, being a member or an associate affiliate, whatever the term they use. So if you take advantage of that, that's a huge benefit. So I guess it depends on how you identify or define what's value in terms of a good investment or a risk, because it might be that and not necessarily the dollars that are generated. And my husband and I, as many entrepreneurs probably, have had lots of opportunities to take risks and have to decide. Do we take it or not? So I want to share a couple of stories with you about my experiences that I could have not even imagined the outcome, yet I took the risk. So one of the stories, I've probably talked about this on the show before, was back in 2007 when I recorded my guided meditation audios. I recorded them in the studio. I mean, that was the old days, right? You had to go to a studio then. You don't have to do that anymore. But when I sent them off to the company to be manufactured, the company sent me an email and said, would you like to buy the web package? It's $49.95 per title. It's on sale this week. And so I thought, sure, what's another $50, which would have been $200 for my four titles. I had no idea what the web package was. I really didn't have a clue. They didn't tell me. There was no information. And I just, in my gut, I just thought, yep, I got to do this. And that was one of those decisions that I didn't do the research. I just said yes. So what happened was they took the web package, I found out later, was that they took my physical CDs, they created digital downloads of them, and then they spread them all over the world. So every Tuesday, I get royalty money. Every Tuesday. Sometimes it's $40, sometimes it's $400 or $500. But I had no clue. I had no clue that that's what the web package would be or turn out to be. It was not even imaginable to me. So that's one example of how taking a risk, albeit it wasn't a huge risk, it was like $200, turned out to be something so humongous that I had no idea. Another example I can give you is that my husband and I signed up for this class. It was a huge investment for us. It was $8,000, which was a huge amount to us at the time. We had to borrow some of the money. But we thought, okay, this is, you know, we did some research on it, and we thought, okay, this is something we should invest in because we need to get to this next level. So it included, this $8,000 investment included a live event each year. And if you couldn't go the first year, you could go the second year. Well, the company actually disbanded and only had the one live event, which we couldn't go to at the time for a number of reasons. But what ended up happening is that through a series of communications, because this happened, we were given, you know, gifted a $10,000 program with a live event 2 years later. And to this day, I think it's been one of the best live events we've ever been to. Great experience. It was a nice, small, intimate group. We still have close friendships with many of those people today. We would have not been able to, because we certainly wouldn't have spent another $10,000. You know, we wouldn't have taken, you know, we probably wouldn't have done that, but it was gifted to us. We had no idea. That was like beyond comprehension that that could even happen. So those are two examples of how entrepreneur risks that we took paid off in ways that we couldn't even imagine. And that happens all the time. Now, there's also the downside as well. But rather than perceiving every risk as a negative, you know, looking at a risk and saying, well, things might not be perfect right now, but, you know, at least they're not all bad. And if I make a move, it could be worse. So I better not risk it. I better stay here where it's safe. Rather than perceiving every risk like that, we could view it as a balance of both. The upside and the downside of taking the risk or not taking the risk. You know, so if, will I regret if I don't pursue this thing? What is my gut telling me? What is the little bit of, you know, research that I do, that I did say? What other people's experiences have been like? I've got to find, you know, to find smart ways to take risks to move forward is so much, in my mind at least, so much healthier for the successful entrepreneur journey than not. So look at that potential loss and reward. You know, the potential loss means how bad will it be if it's a complete failure? You know, give it a score, 0 to 10 rating or something like that, and some sort of horrible, unacceptable loss, you know, losing money, whatever it is. And then take a look at the potential reward, which means what kind of outcome will there be if this is a success? And then you can rate that on the same scale. And then you have a, then you can see both sides as opposed to just looking at the risk in a negative way. There's a book by Doug Sudheim who wrote Taking Smart Risks. You can find it on Amazon, I think. I think that's where I found it. He talks about the five things that smart, successful entrepreneurs have in common. And so I'll share some of these with you on the show today. He talks about finding something worth fighting for. You know, it's what all smart risks have in common. It might be simple. It might stir emotion. It might lend itself to a story or a narrative or an inspired action. But there's something there. There's something that gives it juice. And then the other thing is seeing the future now, putting yourself out there and asking the questions. You know, getting a feel for what it would be like to be successful if you took this risk. And, you know, kind of trailing off into the whole law of attraction piece, manifesting that outcome is really partly up to us. It's not just the thing we invest in or the risk we take. It's how we think about it, how we feel about it, because we get what we expect. So be, you know, honest with yourself and maybe talk to other people or whatever, but look at that future potential and then act fast, you know. Take action. Just do it, as Nike would say. You know, because the people who don't take any action or who quit whatever they're doing are really the people, the only people who fail. Because if you just keep, you know, going, if the persistence is there, if you take action, you will be successful. No, you know, hands down. And then, you know, communicate, you know, in a way that say you're talking with someone on the phone. Ask the right questions. I mean, sometimes you might even kind of blow people away by the questions that you ask in a sales call, because it proves, it shows that you have done your due diligence. And then, you know, create a sort of a smart risk culture. Don't look at all risks as negative. Do the balance, you know, the potential loss and reward that we talked about earlier in the show. So, you know, those are some ideas that Doug shares in his book about taking smart risks, because obviously not all risks are smart. But to sort of protect yourself so that you're not making, you know, stupid mistakes or whatever, is to do a little bit of research and to trust your gut. And to, you know, do some reflection on it. Ask yourself that if you can, if you're a person who does meditation or just, you know, can get to that inner place, ask. Because the answers are there. We all have that inner wisdom. We do. It's not just given to a few people. Everyone has that. And so accessing that. And then one thing that I would add to it that's not in Doug's book is the whole law of attraction piece. Once you've made a decision, once you've taken the risk and, you know, taken the action, imagine what it's like to be at the end result that you desire, or even something better. You know, it's always a nice thing to, when you're asking the universe or God or whatever to give you something, say this or something better, you know, because you don't want to limit yourself. What happens is people, humans, tend to limit themselves. The universe, God, whatever your belief system is so infinite that we can't imagine all the possibilities. And so sometimes we tend to limit ourselves. So whatever it is that you want or something better is kind of a good way to put that. So I hope that talking on this show about taking entrepreneur risks has left you thinking about a few things. Notice how you look at risk taking or action taking in general. I would love to hear your thoughts. So feel free to leave me a comment on Facebook at Coach Bonnie Gressel, or you can connect with me on the website as well. And if you want to talk with me, actually on Skype or Google Hangout, I'd love to hear where you're at and help you to reach your dream quicker. If you want to schedule a complimentary discovery call with me, it's just a Skype call that we get on Skype together, and then we talk about what's going on with you so that you can become crystal clear about your current mindset, things you might need to work on or not, and then what might be in the way, and most importantly, what one little thing you can do next. Sometimes we really need that. Just having a sounding board to walk through that process, and then people can say, oh yeah, I need to do this next. So if you want to do that, you can go to my website at bonniegressel.com and just click on schedule a free call or whatever it is that it says up there on the right-hand side, and we'll get on Skype and chat. And you can also find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations 24/7, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and SpeakUp Talk Radio. Now, the easiest way to find all of those places is just to go to BonnieGressel.com and click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the other links to all those networks that I just mentioned are there for you, so you don't have to go find them. And then you can access all of the archives and gifts there as well, because each week our guests usually give a gift as when they come to do the show, so those can be found there as well. So remember, subscribe, review, share. Let's pay it forward. And pass this valuable information on. If you feel it's valuable, share it with somebody so that we can reach more people. Until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.